This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, a 22-year-old pianist whose BBC Proms debut left audiences speechless plays in Miami. A world festival designed to entice you to stay in May kicks off in Naples, and a lush opera you don't see very often with the Florida Grand Opera. Florida Grand Opera opens a sultry production by French composer Jules Massenet this weekend. In Thaïs, a courtesan and a monk discover which proves to be the stronger urge, the desire for redemption and forgiveness for sins, or the lustful passions hidden deep inside. Here's Florida Grand Opera's general director, Susan Danis.
Opera is filled with courtesans. She almost takes down a monk, but he actually turns the tides on her. And, you know, he tells her she needs to repent and start to live a proper life. And she does so. But of course, unfortunately, she dies in the end because it's opera, of course.
Thaïs is full of incredible music that paid tribute to the ornamental influences of the East, including one of the most beautiful passages for violin and orchestra, The Meditation.
It's just got that whole Eastern influence that just permeated everything during that time. And this is just another, you know, Massenet was just another composer that jumped on board and paid tribute to that glorious time and also was influenced by such fantastic music.
Florida Grand Opera's Thaïs opens on Saturday the 3rd and runs through the 17th with evening and matinee performances in both Miami and Fort Lauderdale. For tickets, showtimes, and additional information, visit fgo.org. In 2012 at the BBC Proms, a 20-year-old pianist opened the festival with a concerto by Saint-Saëns and left everybody astonished by his virtuosity. Next week, you can have a similar experience. Here's Julian Krieger, the president of Friends of Chamber Music of Miami.
Benjamin Grosvenor, who was going to be 21 years old. Benjamin was picked by Gramophone as Artist of the Year in England. He has made two spectacular recordings with English Decca, one of which was with orchestra with James Judd conducting. Had rave reviews.
Benjamin will be joined by the Escher String Quartet for what promises to be a really fun program. Music by Schubert, Mendelssohn, Liszt, and Dvorak's Piano Quintet No. 2. The concert starts at 8 on Tuesday the 6th, Gusman Concert Hall, University of Miami, Coral Gables. Tickets are available online, miamichambermusic.org. I'm sure you have your own way to deal with the struggles in your life. Pain, loss, depression. Oftentimes, artists turn to their own work as the primary source of therapy. Opening this weekend at ArtServe in Fort Lauderdale, an exhibit that promotes art as therapy. Here's ArtServe's Jay Abate.
It's a really powerful exhibit. It's very, very different from anything that we've ever done. This year, we are also tagging that whole exhibit on with a one-day workshop that is going to be conducted by art therapists in the community.
ArtServe's Inside Out, Art as Healing Therapy, opens on Friday the 2nd, and it runs through the 30th, with an opening reception on the 15th. You can find more details online at artserve.org. If you're on your way out of Florida, Arts Naples has something that might make you want to postpone your departure. They have this little saying, stay in May, Arts Naples World Festival 2014. Each year, the festival focuses on a different country, and this year it's Italy. Concerts include a mezzo-soprano and piano duo to perform Italian vocal favorites on Sunday the 4th, Quartetto Gelato plays the Sugden Theater on Monday the 5th, and the festival culminates on Friday the 9th with the Naples Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Roberto Abbado for Mendelssohn, the Italian Symphony. For a complete list of all the events during Arts Naples World Festival 2014, visit artsnaplesworldfestival.org. That wraps things up for this week. You can hear On the Town on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Friday mornings at 8. If you missed the show on air, you can listen to each episode online at classicalsouthflorida.org and join the On the Town blog on Tumblr to get all the details in the program on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.